Now, there was another important event which occurred in the reign of this second religious king, Trisong Detsan. And this was what Western scholars usually refer to as the Council of Lhasa. It's more like a debate than a council. It was a debate between Kamala Shila, a disciple of Chandrakshita, and a Chinese monk. In fact, a Chan monk, a Zen monk. How he got to Tibet, we don't really know, but there he turned up in Tibet. And he was preaching Chan or Zen, and some of the Tibetan Buddhists didn't quite like it. So a debate, or at least discussion, was arranged between Kamala Shila and the Chan monk, or Zen monk. And the chief point of difference, we are told, and we do have detailed records of this debate, the chief point of difference was whether enlightenment came gradually, little by little, or whether it came suddenly, all at once, in a great rush, as it were. The Indian scholar, following the general Indian tradition, held that it came gradually, step by step, by following the Eightfold Path, the Path of the Ten Paramitas, and so on. Whereas the Chinese Chan monk held that it came all at once. Well, the king decided that Kamala Shila won the debate. Those who have studied the records believe that the Chinese Chan master didn't do so badly either. And looking at it quite objectively, quite impartially, one might say, well, it is really a distinction without a difference. One doesn't attain enlightenment either slowly or quickly. The question of time, ultimately, doesn't really come into it at all. But anyway, the king decreed that Kamala Shila had won. So that was that. And he further decreed that in future, the Tibetan people, Buddhist people, should follow the Sarvastivada school, which is one of the main schools of the Hinayana, so far as Vinaya, or discipline, was concerned, the Madhyamika and Yogacara, which were the two Mahayana schools of philosophy, in philosophy and metaphysics, and the Tantra, so far as meditation was concerned. And these represent, of course, a sort of synthesis of the three yanas. Sarvastivada represents Hinayana, Madhyamika and Yogacara represent Mahayana, and the Tantra, of course, represents Vajrayana. So in this way, a synthesis of these three yanas was established, and they were conceived of as successive stages of the spiritual life, successive stages of the spiritual path. That first you followed Sarvastivada discipline, then you studied Madhyamika Yogacara philosophy, and then you practiced tantric meditation. In this way, your spiritual life, your spiritual path or course was complete. Now, the reign of Trisong Detsen is important mainly for three developments. In the course of his reign, we see that interest in Buddhism shifts from the cultural to the religious. Secondly, we see that the monastic order is established. And thirdly, we see that the three yana, Hinayana plus Mahayana plus Vajrayana, character of Tibetan Buddhism is determined.